All right, hi guys, welcome back to Chicas and Chonies. You're here again today with your co-host, myself, Sarah, and
Daisy,
and Nancy.
Right now, we're just gonna do a check-in to check on our mental health and see how we're doing this week.
We will go ahead and get into our background of our episode. I'll go first. My week's been crazy. My day's been even crazier. I've been having to act as active site lead at my after-school program, so I've been running that. Being boss lady over here, and it's tiring, and finals is trying to kill me. I'm being a bad aunt and skipping my niece's birthday tomorrow in order to write final papers that should have been done already, but story of my life. And then my birthday's Monday, but let's just pretend that's not happening because it's not happening at this point. But I'll be okay. I'll be fine. I'll make it through. Just being dramatic, the usual. How are you guys doing, Daisy?
I'm, you know, hanging in there, especially how you mentioned finals are around the corner. And, you know, just trying to survive. And I'm definitely not looking forward to locking myself up for the weekend, devoting myself to studying for these dreadful finals. What about you, Nancy?
Well, I'm kind of internally crying that I have 3 exams on Thursday. So I'm trying to divide up my time on studying and then I'm just trying to like work out so I could de-stress a little bit because I'm not going insane.
Yeah. I love how you said I'm crying on the inside. Girl, I'm past that point. I'm crying on the outside.
I'll reach your level soon, girl.
But that's funny. Well, if you guys are ready, then we go ahead and get into this. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
So once again, we want this episode to help facilitate a discussion for women of color and just to create a conversation and an open forum, really, for women of color to be able to feel comfortable in talking about what they're able to wear as far as underwear and bras. This episode relates to what we've been talking about because last episode we talked about our own culture's perception of what women of color, as us being Latinas, is what we should wear, and then a society's perception and what their forced perception onto us, as well as we talked about Sandra Cisneros' article where she discusses body image. And that's a perfect segue into the discussion for our theme of this episode, which is body image and sizism. And just for quick background purposes, so everyone's on the same page, sizism is described as discrimination on the basis of a person's size, especially against people that are considered overweight. So as I did last time, I'm going to go ahead and pose a question up, and we're just kind of going to chat about it, our thoughts and our feelings and whatnot. So how are our day-to-day lives affected by body image, whether that be positive or negative? Who would like to lead that off, ladies?
So I think how we perceive ourselves also reflects how we act in public too. So if we have like a negative body image, we tend to kind of be really like, of course, like negative. And also like shopping in public could also bring fear of like that criticism from others.
Yeah, definitely.
I feel like that also has an impact on a girl's self-esteem. So I know like little young girls from the ages probably 11, pre-teenage, they're already worrying about how the shape of their body is, especially their weight. So I believe like society has placed a negative impact on the I guess you could say the ideal body, that it's affecting young girls at an early start and within their age. Apart from that, body image has also affected a lot of women's self-esteem. I believe that at a very young age, maybe from the age of 11 through pre-teenage years, a lot of girls are very self-conscious of their body. And I know I've actually witnessed a couple of my friends in elementary already worried about their weight, considering themselves that they were, I guess you could say, they considered called themselves fat, when in reality, you know, it's, I believe, back to society, how it has placed the ideal body image, which has been affecting a lot of kids, from pre-teenage to adulthood. So body image has had a I guess we could say a negative impact starting at a very young age.
Yeah, I definitely understand that. I see that. And I, just because, just background info, but I work out of school, which I've told you guys, and body image, it's really sad how it plays such a big part in, like, the young children's lives, like you were saying, Daisy. Like, I see it day to day how, like, some of my students are, like, ashamed of how they look because they look different, going based on, like, oh, some of them have thicker bodies, some of them are darker complexioned or have different hair. So I just thought that was interesting that you said. But what I think is, for me, body image is like this complicated thing, because if you have this, bear with me, ladies, I'm gonna get wordy here and try and explain it. But if you have like this positive perception of your body, right? Then your day is like the best thing ever, right? You're strutting around like a peacock over here, like, you know, like I'm bee's knees, I got it, you know. And that's like if you're like feeling good about your body. And it's sad because when I say that, I mean feeling good in your body in terms of like we feel good that society portrays us positively, I suppose. Mm-hmm. You guys know what I'm saying? As we're like, that's unfortunate, but I also just think that I want, like, I strive to just be like have a healthy body image, like just of myself. But it's, you know, we're raised in like this society, so it's like hard to like push out those like societal norms or cultural norms, like we were talking about last episode. Yeah, a little wordy there, but it's cool. Do you guys have anything else to add to that? Like, how has body image, like, I know we kind of touched on this, but like, affected you with what you're wearing? Because they touched on that.
Yeah, because it's interesting because, yeah, it's really hard to get compliments like with like your body image. When if somebody gives you compliments, like I tend to be like, no, that's not true, and you just don't accept it. But it's really hard for me to accept it, and I just need to realize that I need to say thank you. And once I say thank you, I tend to believe it, and I tend to have more positive view of my own body, you know.
Mm-hmm. I feel like just if we go back throughout the years, maybe a couple 6-7 years ago to today, the ideal body, or as we could say body image, has changed. I feel like maybe a couple years ago the ideal body was something that maybe girls could reach, a goal that they could reach, but now it has just become an unrealistic goal, that by just society putting that pressure upon us, we kind of have placed, always compare ourselves to the ideal image that we see like on the media. So that's has had a like a negative effect on us, always comparing ourselves to that ideal body. And you know, deep down we just have to accept ourselves for who we are, and you know, that's how we actually
do that. What's interesting about that is when you were saying that, I was thinking about like those old like those pictures of like, I don't know if you've ever seen them, like, they surf through, like, the internet, and you see, like, fashion throughout the years, you know?
Yeah, that's what
I was, yeah, that's what I thought you were talking about. And, like, you can go to, like, a picture of, like, the 50s, that's the picture in my head, and you have, like, basically, like, these women, like, almost fully covered in like, these, like, really high-waisted underwear and these, like, big, pointy bras, and, like, that's, like, what was, you know what I'm talking about? Though? Like, yeah. That was viewed as like beautiful in society back then, so it's like crazy how that affects us. But also those women on the body image point, they were, I don't know how the terms used, but classified as thicker, you know what I mean?
Like thick was beauty.
They were full-bodied beautiful women, and that was like that was it back then. I was just thinking of that was interesting. I love those pictures. but it's funny you talk about that. I think that kind of gives us a segue into discussing our next article. What do you guys think?
Yes.
Well, we'll go ahead and jump into that then, because our next article for discussion is actually a book by Virgie Tovar, and it's her book, You Have the Right to Remain Fat. And I don't know about you guys, but I didn't expect to love this book, and I love it. And it went by so fast. I think I read it in like an hour. And just a fun side note, my mom, I live with my parents, you guys know that from the last few episodes. would walk in, like, on different days to, like, put laundry in my room or something, she would see this book on my dresser. And I have, like, 30 books on my dresser, okay? I'm a college student, history major. Like, there's books everywhere. And she always saw this one. She's like, what on earth are you reading? She was just so concerned about me. I was like, Mom, you understand. Like, I'll explain it to you later. It's all fat phobia, okay? Go away.
Oh, going on to that, I got the book. I got the, you know, I told you in class that I got the more exotic version.
Yeah.
I got the more, and it's like a woman, like, with her, like, thick body, which she's proud of. She's, like, twirling around naked, and she's just proud of it. And I was like, and everybody else had a different cover. And I was like, what was that cover?
I remember you showing that to me. I was like, oh, no, hide it. That's me.
It's a women's studies class. Be proud.
Well, we're accepting in there. We'll accept each other. But getting back on topic, sorry for those of you listening. That was side tangent. But something that stuck out to me, I mean, just side background. Do you guys want to give a little background on the book? Or I could do it.
I mean, I could do it, yeah.
Okay, a little background on the book. Virgie Tovar is a feminist and an activist She's an advocate for body positivity. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna make up a word, that positivity, like, you know, hyphenated right now. But yeah, and she wrote this book about basically fat phobia and her journey dealing with being classified as a fat woman in our American slim society. And what I found, how this relates to our topic about body image and sizeism is what was a section in the book where she was talking about, she was at a swimming pool at a hotel, I believe. And she was so shocked because she saw all these, she described them as these fat, beautiful women. They were, you know, just loving themselves. And they were wearing bathing suits. Some were wearing bikinis. Some were wearing one pieces, you know, whatever they felt they wanted to wear. And that really struck a chord with her because they had such positive body images that they didn't care what society felt that they shouldn't wear. Because they wanted to wear, you know, those bikinis, and it relates to that, because it reminds me of, like, you know, who's allowed to wear, like, the slinky underwear, in a sense. Because to be honest, bathing suits are basically underwear at this point in the day and age, but, yeah, and that was, like, weird to her, to see all of them, like, loving themselves, and having this body positivity when she was, like, still kind of struggling, like, flip-flopping back and forth at that point. And then it, like, reminds me of, like, because we talked about sizism a little bit earlier, gave a quick definition of that. And so it's like people clearly will judge, like, those considered fat, quote-unquote fat people at the pools just based off of their size. Like, you're not allowed to wear that, you know, once again policing others, people's bodies. Yeah, do you guys have anything to add to that? I'm getting a little chatty here.
What I liked or found very interesting about the book is how at the beginning she starts, she clearly explains her struggles for not accepting her body as how it naturally is, and all the challenges that she faced, basically having a poor body image of her own body, but you know how she actually tried to go through many different types of diets to lose the weight, but in the end, she actually becomes more accepting of her body and, you know, becomes an activist. So that just shows how at the beginning, you know, she was not willing to accept herself for who she is, but towards the end, actually learning to realize the importance of, you know, welcoming your own body as it is naturally.
Yes, and that also relates to, like, how, like, yeah, throughout her life she had, like, a negative body image, and she just, like, she always wanted to change it, and she realized, like, this is my body, I cannot change it. I should be proud of who I am. And then she started to wear clothing that to accentuate her body, to show those curves. And this relates to, like, body image, because as soon as you have a positive view, like, that mindset, you start to wear clothing that expresses who you are. And also with bras and underwear, as soon as you wear that lacy underwear that you want to wear, because you'll feel that confidence. And that's really important as like women too, because we need to realize that we shouldn't change our body because if it's different, because we are unique.
Nancy, that's a good point that you bring up. And since you're going to go ahead and since you mentioned that, it's a good segue into our guest speaker. Nancy was gracious enough to get us a guest speaker who identifies as female and African-American. And she used to be overweight or considered fat, right, Nancy?
Yes.
She went through the journey and she lost a lot of weight. And she struggles with, you know, body image and what the weight loss has done to her body. And it affects, like, the clothing and the bras and the underwear that she wears. Is that all right, Nancy?
Yes. Yes, she actually has surgery because she realized that she'll have diabetes if she doesn't change her weight soon. And it's also, like, throughout her whole life, she also had, like, a negative point of view. And as you can see in the interview, you can see all the struggles that she experienced with purchasing bras and underwear.
Well, I can't wait to hear that. And our guest speaker today is Tony. And yes. We'll go ahead and leave that in to you, Nancy.
Okay, great. Hello, everyone. So today we have Tony. She's going to help us contribute to the conversation of size and body image. And I have some questions for you. So what are your views on body image, whether that be positive or negative body image?
What are my views on body image? Well, I guess growing up, I guess I had a kind of a negative view on women and body image. Just because I never seen anybody look like me, you know. I grew up overseas too, so European and Germany, and so all the advertisement always thought like being tall, fair skin, long hair is beautiful, and then, you know, my look was just kind of average and not typical, and it was very hard for me to find garments, if you could say, if you're talking about like undergarments, because I was very busty at a young age, like around 12. I developed very quickly, and I couldn't find a lot of bras or anything that would fit me.
Yeah, that's like difficult too, like how like society too like implements that on you, but like you're like beautiful in your own way, you know. But then like especially like as a young like female, you just have like you want to be like someone else, but you like realize like, oh, I'm unique, this is who I am and everything. So that's like, that must have been really hard for you.
It was a transition, but you know, also going to the university though helped me a lot. You know, it was a little bit more mixed when I started going to the university, and then when I moved to California too. I like California because of the diversity, and you see all kinds of different people, different races, and you know, so I felt more comfortable in that type of environment. And then, you know, just learning about our bodies and just embracing the difference instead of, like, feeling like it's a negative thing.
Oh, that's great. So I remember you telling me about, like, your transition of, like, losing your, like, your weight loss, how that affected you. So how do you feel affected by your weight loss when purchasing bras and underwear? I know you like you felt like really like empowered now. Like, oh, I'm
I'm happy. And I like before I was looking at, you know, I have to go online to purchase bras and underwear. And just the other day I went to Target and I was like, okay, well, they had some briefs. And so I went and I was like, okay, well, they only have the size small, so I'll just get the packs, but I'm not sure if I can fit that. You know, I'm normally medium, so I was like, small might be stretching it. But I was like, I fit comfortably in a small, so I was excited about that. And then my bras, now I can purchase them in store, because normally I have to go online, and they were like off the charts, F and G and all this stuff. But now it's like double D, so it's still kind of hard to find, but triple D, you know, I go to Sonoma and you know, things like that, and they're like $60, $70, $80 for one bra.
Oh my goodness.
That's so frustrating. So even like the Victoria's Secret, I'm over that price range. They don't have my size. But, you know, hopefully I'll be able to get a reduction and be able to shop in Victoria's Secret. That'd be awesome.
That's great. Because, like, you're, of course, like, beautiful. You've always been beautiful. But, like, being comfortable and, like, in your own skin and just, like, because I know, like, you've had, like, issues before, like, your back and everything.
Yes.
But you're beautiful either way. Like, I just agree.
And then clothing, too. It's really hard because I'm petite.
Oh, yes.
And then busty. Mm. So they don't really make clothes for us. It's like you really have to have a seamstress because the market doesn't cater to that. Mm. You know, they're less like either you're tall and slender or you're medium, but you don't have all these curves. And so, if we can get some more companies, you know, more focusing on body image, like the regular body image, they said like women are like size 14, 16,
of course.
But they don't, you don't see that advertised, you don't see that market, you know, so it's really hard.
Oh, did you hear about like Rihanna's own like bra and underwear line?
No.
So she has her own bra and underwear line where it's like more diversity of different body sizes, where you could actually like, for example, for like your bra size, you could say like, what's your body type? And then it actually chooses a bra for you if it could be comfortable.
Wow.
So just kind of making a change for this industry where women could actually shop online and not having to go to different places. Mm-hmm. So it's like really great. So I mean, she's making a change.
You have to be very creative. Like with me, before I just had to wear sports bras.
Yeah.
And like maybe two of them. But it's just like I couldn't find a bra, you know. So yeah, that's awesome. They need to do more of that.
More
the
change.
Designers and change for the body.
So she's kind of making a kind of like a statement, like this is not the ideal body type, and then like that's really helping a lot. So then another question. So how do you think all of these issues relate to you being a woman of color, or do they?
Well, relates a great deal, like I said, because we're really not focused upon in the market. I think now that the new generation X and things, when we're getting more diverse, I mean, even inner relationships are before you didn't even see that, you know, it wasn't even advertised like a black man married to a white woman or vice versa. And so now, I mean, even with products, like I said, I grew up in Europe, so hair products were very hard to find. So I would just like braid my hair up or something because they didn't have any kind of hair products for women of color. And now it's like I can go into Walgreens, not just the Sally's, that's the only place I used to be able to find any kind of ethnic hair care. But now you can go into Walgreens, you can go into Target, and they'll have a little small section, but there'll be a section.
It'll be a section.
So I mean, it's better than nothing. And so again, it's just like it needs to change. But I think because we're being more because there is that change with diversity and different races coming together, now their babies are seeing, hey, well, my baby, like, I'm white, but my baby's half black, and she needs some more hair care. And so they're getting the industry to change for us, you know, and being advocates for us. And that's what we need more of.
Exactly. Like, once we have a voice, we're able to make changes. And it's kind of, like, scary sometimes, too, because you feel like, oh, my voice doesn't matter, but it actually does. Like, it just creates like a kind of like a domino effect eventually. Well, thank you so much, Tony. It was like an honor having to interview, because I appreciate you so much. Like, you're just a great person, a genuine person.
Thank you.
It was great hearing your perspective on this issue.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
This concludes our episode on size and body image. Thank you for listening to Chicas and Chonies. Bye.